It means an enormous amount. It shows that the people of the community of Kilcare are really behind the club, and the club are part of the community. And it's very obvious there tonight, the pride that the people of Kilcare have in their local club. And in, especially if you look back at the number of players that played for the county and won All-Ireland medals and Ulster Championship medals and that, and you know that the club are there when you need them. And like, we've put all kinds of developments into the football pitch in Towny and in the dressing rooms and club rooms and everything else. And we never had to ask twice. People came up with the money, came money in from overseas. People that hadn't been home for years and knew what the club meant to the local community were prepared to contribute. And that means an awful lot to the club.
I'm not from this parish, but whenever I or people in the broadcasting or media profession are looking for info on Kilcare, people locally would suggest to us, well, have you checked with Charlie O'Donnell? Are you the go-to source of information?
Well, I don't know. I've a huge interest in history, and I've always collected bits and pieces of history all my life. I mean, from the time I was a teenager, I would have collected match reports, photographs, interviews with people, and I kept all those. Nowadays, it's a lot easier because if you're looking back at history, you can get all the local newspapers online, and they're all there. But I would have had the originals because the online wasn't available at that stage. Now you can do all kinds of researches online, and even there in our history at the moment, we were checking out on people that had played for the club way back over the years, and they came, as you heard there, they came. One person came from Belmullet. And it took me about a month to find out exactly where he came from. But I found him. And he came from Belmullet, and he was a local guard. And it was fantastic.
So you're like a Kilcare detective tracking down these stories.
You have to be. I mean, if you're in the business of putting history together, you need to be a detective. You need to be able to try and dig out whatever you can. But the other thing, you need to be very careful as well, because there are times when you cannot presume anything. You have to make sure that your facts are correct. And we've come across that on a number of occasions where names got mixed up and we presumed that one person was another person. But what we do is we try as best as we can to try and check that. And that came to the fore when we were trying to find who our founding members were. And we had difficulty with one particular member, but we found him, and we were able to. We had a person named who actually wasn't a founding member, whose name was associated with another club in the county, but we presumed it was our man, but it wasn't. So you have to be very careful. You have to make sure that the sources you get are good. And we're very lucky. We have a number of people in Kilcare who have got fantastic memories of games and can tell you about a block that somebody made on the edge of a square in 1960, you know, which is unbelievable. And it's great to be part of that. We have a little history organization group put together, and we meet every Wednesday night, and it's the best thing that ever happened to us.
What do you think Kilcare looked and felt like back in 1924, from what you've been able to glean from the records?
It was a very, very difficult place. You must remember we were after coming out of the War of Independence. We were after coming out of the Civil War. And the Civil War had a huge effect on Kilcare because it split the parish. And in the War of Independence as well, there was quite a number of people from Kilcare interred in various British jails. And one of our members, Joe McDevitt, was actually in four different British jails at one stage. And he was on the run for a long number of years. And the reason he was on the run was that he was passionate about Ireland, he was passionate about freedom, he was passionate about our national identity, and he was especially passionate about our Irish language. And the remarkable thing about him, after the War of Independence, after the Civil War, he became part of Clan na Poblachta, as it was at the time. There was another gentleman in Kilcare at that time called Micheál Og McFadden. He was Fine Gael, or ended up in Fine Gael. But the remarkable thing about the two of them, even though they were in different parties, the first time that Micheál Og McFadden was elected as a county councillor, it was it was our founder, Joe McDevitt, who made his victory speech. And he was of a completely different party. And the reason he did that is because this man was from Kilcar and he spoke Irish. And people like that TD, Micheálach McFadden, never spoke of a word of English in the Dáil. And even though Fine Gael went out of power, when De Valera took over, Micheálach McFadden, because he never spoke any English in the Dáil, formed a fantastic relationship with De Valera. And any time he wanted anything, he didn't go through the Dáil. He knocked on De Valera's door and they sorted it among themselves. It's a remarkable story, you know, of what, you know, somebody who was that bright, that knew the direction, didn't actually use politics, used relationships, used the love of the language and the love of Ireland in order to get something for his own native parish.
Well, even from that one story, Charlie, I can hear your passion for this club, this place, and this from a man who technically was born in Ardra. Am I right in thinking?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I was born in Ardra, and I won my first championship medal with Ardra, playing an under-14 championship in 1962. I wasn't on the starting 15, but I was on the subs. Now, that's a long time ago, and that's a medal that I'm very proud of.
Are you conflicted then when Kilcar play Ardra these days?
Not these days, no. It's too far back. I still have a great love of Ardra. I mean, you can take the, as they say, you can take the person out of Ardra. Difficult to take Ardra out of the person. But my first loyalty, I suppose, at this stage is Kilcar, because Kilcar has been very good to me. And I've worked here since 1974, earned my livelihood here, raised a family here, and it's fantastic. It's a great place to live. I mean, where else would you want to be on a Sunday afternoon and lying out on the beach in Muckross?
Martin McHugh, your home club Kilcar at 100. What are the emotions for someone like you on a night like this?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Austin, I have to say. I mean, I'm blown away with it all. I mean, the crowd that's turned up and everything else. I mean, people away from home's come back from this and everything else. Normally, you know, we'll be in county finals and everything else, there'll come good crowds home, but I've never seen anything like this here. And it just really shows what the club means to people, especially people away from home and everything else. And sometimes we don't appreciate that enough, what it means to everybody and, you know, we're doing. And, you know, it's great credit to the club and to the people that put on that show there the night, the committee and everybody else involved, and, the chairman, secretary and treasurer of the club and everybody involved in the club. It's a great show. Everybody's so happy, and I mean over 500 people here, and the whole thing over 10:30, and thanks to yourself, Austin, you got through it very, very quickly with everybody. And I mean, it just has worked out a treat. Everybody's saying the food, like to thank the Blue Haven for the food and everything else, unbelievable. So yeah, it's an emotional night. It's a great night, you know, and it's an honour to say that I'm from Kilcar tonight, because that's as good. And I've been at a lot of dinner lances in a lot of different places, and I think that, have to say, I know I'm a wee bit biased here, but I have to say that's one of the greatest nights so far that I've had.
And when you look back on your playing career as well as your supporting career with Kilcar, this is where you come from, this is home for you. I mean, what are the memories, apart from the medals and the titles, what are the key memories that stand out for you?
Well, suppose they're different memories. I know now to people, the league doesn't mean a whole lot to people now, the local club league. But I remember we went down in holidays, four or five of us, I think. Morris Carr was down, Cornelius Dever, John O'Donnell, myself, and someone, I don't know, five of us down in Kerry on holidays. And we drove back up from Kerry to play a club league game in Townie on a Sunday morning, and drove back down again to finish our holidays a week later. So, you know, there was always a passion for our club, and we always had a great graph of this club. And, you know, I mean, there's basically nothing else in the parish, only GEA and everyone's way. The sad thing is, as shows here the night, there's so much emigration and everything else, and it's going to be harder to keep the whole thing going and everything else. You know, we've come out to spell in the guilt in 2 years' time and everything else, so looking forward to it, but the numbers are going to weigh down, and you know, it's tough, which this really proves it the night, the amount of people away from home this year than I think. There's a lot more people away from home here than is here from the club point of view, so that just sums it up where our club is at. And I think there's a lot of other, you know, clubs in the country or in this area, Northwest, will be listening to me on the radio saying the exact same thing. So it is struggling, you know, rural clubs are struggling at the minute to keep it going, and you know, fair play. I mean, it's what it's all about, the GAA. And I think Jarlath Byrne said that tonight and said it very well. You know, this is what it's all about. I mean, we can win medals, as you've said, won everything else, but your club is your club. And I mean, you always said your neighbours and everything else are your neighbours, and the people that look after you and everything else, and your club people, the people look after you. So yeah, it's a great honour. I'm so proud that I ended up growing up in Kilcare, and that mum and dad ended up coming back from England and living here, because it means a lot. It means a lot to us, and it's nothing to do with different names or anything else in the club. This club is about everybody. It's about the smallest person who puts in the same amount of work. Because we sometimes get the glory and everything else when you play for the county and everything else, but there has to be people behind you to do that there, and we have got a lot of very, very good people. And I think of Paddy High here tonight, who lined that field over in Towney all the time and was over there all the time lining that field every day, and he was so proud to do that there. And you know, that's what we talked about, voluntary and everything else. This is a very, very good club, considering, you know, considering everything. We've struggled at times and everything else, but considering everything else, forgetting about what we do in the football field, it really is what we do behind the scenes that makes us the club we are. And you know, sometimes, you know, we look at other clubs and be jealous of them. I think we'd be very proud tonight of our own club.
Well, one of Kilcare's most famous managers in the club's history is with me, Ian Hegarty. That breakthrough year of 1980, you were a manager and you won league titles to beat the Ban. I think he went a couple of seasons unbeaten in the league. Ian, on a night like tonight, how proud are you to be a Kilcare man?
I would have to say I'm very proud, particularly to when you see so many young people here tonight. Talking about approximately 400 people. People that's away from home for years coming back to be here for this occasion tonight. I have to be really proud.
Can I take you back to your days as Kilcare manager? It seems to me, looking at the record books, you were Mick O'Dwyer and Kevin Heffernan rolled into one. What was your secret?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it was Mick O'Dwyer or Kevin Heffernan, Austin. Ach, nothing. I was always very committed to the GAA and to the Kilcare club. Probably that I'll be very enthusiastic about something that we'll take on, that everything will go well, you know.
The celebrations from 1980 must have been magical. It was a big breakthrough success for Kilcare at county level to beat one of your neighbouring clubs, Ardragh. Are the memories still fresh in your mind?
There would be. I remember that Sunday morning, coming down from First Mass at half nine, 20 to 10, I met Martin McHugh coming up the street from Townie, where he was practicing his free taking that morning, and he kicked 10 points in the final then. Just like that. I knew he was coming from Townie. That's what. So we're talking about it afterwards, and it definitely paid that day. He was really brilliant.
And on the club's 100th birthday, finally, you're still a passionate Kilcare supporter.
I would be. Yeah, I go to all the matches, and even underage and so on. You know, I'll be very passionate at Kilcare, yeah, very much so.
Kilcare chairperson Michael McShane, a special night for your club at 100.
Absolutely, a fantastic night. It was great to see a great mix of young and old out here. I would like to thank the Centenary Committee, who done a Trojan amount of work. What was put on display here tonight was absolutely superb. To the turnout of all the people, the coverage that we got for on with yourself, Austin, and everybody else, would like to thank you. 100 years is a very, very special thing. For the work, and we don't realise what we have until we see it on screen, until people show us it on video and paper, and the history from 1924 and Danny Gillespie described it to a T. The tough times, the great times, the sad times, and more importantly, as he says, at the end of the day, it's all about community, it's all about the parish,
It's all about being together. It's all about supporting one another. And that's all we try to do every single day in the parish.
We're talking here in the Blue Haven at the celebration banquet night. Can you remind people listening who maybe weren't here this special weekend what you did at Townie earlier today? You had a day-long programme of celebration and fun.
Yeah, we started off this morning at 10:30, 11:00. We had games from under 6, under 8s, under 10s. Then we had, for the youngsters, we had colouring competitions. There was face painting. There was different activities on in the marquee. And then we moved on then. We had ladies. We had a mixture of exiles and people from home and abroad. So I think there was 60 in total. So we had a great game there. And then at halftime there, we had girls underage at under 6, under 8s, also at halftime. So then we moved on to the men's, the exiles against the locals. But again, there was over 65 or 70 players. None of them are playing for the club at the moment. They all have connections with the club. It was absolutely fantastic to see the boys. There are boys home from Australia, there are boys from Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Canada, America, England, Scotland, from all parts and all areas of the world, to see them home. And of course, we didn't see some of them in 5-6 years, but they all came about this weekend for the special event. Then we had underage games, boys games at under 10s. 8s and 10s in the middle at halftime there. So it was all go all day from early morning. And
it brought people out from all corners of the globe, as you've mentioned, some of the countries where people have flown home to be here for this centenary weekend. Were you surprised by the scale of the home return?
We were just overwhelmed. The centenary committee, led by James Higgerty, have done an absolutely fantastic job. At the start of the year in January, our PRO, James Byrne, along with Liam McDowell, Paul Dan, Declan Dahl, they have been putting up a video clip every single day, either photographs, video clips, about our history. Every week there was something going up. We've made contacts with nearly everybody all around the world, and the response we got within the first 2 weeks saying that they would be here, we could not believe it. You know, people booked their holidays around this weekend to be here. The whole town is a buzz as last 2 weeks, and especially as last 3 or 4 days. There was graveyard mass last night, as everybody said, we've never seen a crowd like it in our lives. So and even here tonight, we were expecting maybe 300 people or 350. People are saying now like there are 550, 600 people here, so the place is just, it's a buzz of activity. It's absolutely fantastic.
It must make you a very proud Kilcar chairperson to see that affection for this place, this club.
Yeah, definitely. As we say, to be a member of this club is special. And to be a part of this club is special. But to be chairman on this year, centenary year, is extra special for myself, my family. But as we always say, I'm only one person of a committee of 20, and just to be a member of this club is just extra special, you know.